Hi, this is Steve Downes, the voice of Master Chief. You're listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net. Finish the fight.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I am your host, Spartan1137. I don't know why I just picked those numbers, because I can. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd, and well guys, today is, well, it's Halo launch day for 2014. We are looking at today's review of the Halo, the Master Chief Collection. And man, the last time we talked on Rad, we looked at Sunset Overdrive, one of the most ridiculously fun games I've played in a while, but haven't had a chance to go back to simply because the last 2 weeks have been nothing but developers and publishers just throwing games at me to review, and my stack of shame is getting huge. For previews, I'm working on Call of Duty Advanced Warfare right now. I'm working on Assassin's Creed Unity. I'm working on Assassin's Creed Rogue. I have Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U with a couple of amiibos. And I'm getting Dragon Age 3. I know, first world problems, but I am going to get reviews out on all these titles sooner as opposed to later, because you know what? Sleep is for the weak. But in today's review, we're going to be talking about Halo, the Master Chief Collection, coming to us from 343 Industries and Microsoft. I've had this game for about 2 weeks or so. I had it just during my review period towards the end of Sunset Overdrive. And at that time, I had available all the campaign mode stuff across Halo, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4. Multiplayer's only become active in the last couple of days as of this review. Everything is live. And I've played about 20 or 30 matches during the review period. So I'll talk to my experience about that as best I possibly can. So, initial thoughts on this. I actually had a lot of fun, and I was actually really skeptical about the Halo Master Chief Collection being good. And it's not to say I dislike Halo. In fact, it's one of my favorite gaming franchises. It's just, when you look at it, it's a collection of games you probably already have, but now it's on the Xbox One. And that's what I thought kind of going in. As I come out of it, I can definitely see this kind of being a must-own if you already have an Xbox One. I don't see this as a system seller by itself. I'm actually genuinely surprised there's not a Halo-themed Xbox One for this, but I imagine that'll probably come with a Halo 5 Guardians next year. And there was no Legendary edition for this. I would have liked, I don't know, some kind of a cool pack-in. I don't know what. I don't know, maybe a Master Chief, you know, it would be really cool if you could have got that statue that every GameStop had back when this game launched back in 2004, where it was Halo, or where it was the Master Chief with the dual SMGs standing on top of something. Funny quick story. There was a guy I used to know that worked at GameStop. Someone offered him $700 for the statue so we could turn the Master Chief into a giant bong. What a guy. Just saying. All right, so let's get to it, to the gameplay / storyline of Halo, the Master Chief Collection. The storyline, you should know this by now, but in short, is the story of Earth and the UNSC, namely Spartan 117 John, as he battles an alien religious fanatical group known as the Covenant, basically for the fate of humanity. And unfortunately, they run into this ancient weapon called Halo, which is revered by the Covenant, but it also holds a deadly parasitic infection known as the Flood, which tends to destroy all sentient life. It basically, think of it as like, I'm trying to think how I would describe this. They basically infect you and turn you into monsters. So kind of like zombies, but not. And anyway, and it's basically the three games focusing on the Flood. And then the fourth one introduces the new Forerunner saga, which I'm still trying to figure some of that out, because I thought we finished the fight, but you know what? Halo 4 was fun. So, that's pretty much the story that you need to know. So, talk about the gameplay / storyline. The gameplay, the big one to be looking at this is Halo 2 Remastered. This is the one that got the HD update, very much like Halo Combat Evolved got. And The HD visuals and the gameplay feel really nice. Now, nothing has changed in the engine itself. You can actually switch seamlessly back and forth. And I can talk a little bit more about the graphics when I get to that category. But this is the same Halo. These are all the same engines. You've been playing them on the same multiplayer engine for Halo 2. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, it's basically every Halo game as you remember it, just on the Xbox One, running at a gorgeous 1080p. Looks good, honestly. Plays good, too. In fact, it was kind of nice to go back and actually replay these games. Although I did find myself, and I can't remember whether... I don't think it was always like this. I remember having my controller settings. I think they were set to the default Halo 4 control, because I remember reloading with the bumper on the right side, but maybe that was Halo 3 that introduced that. I always thought I reloaded with X, but I just got used to it. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but it's still fun. Honestly, playing through all four games with a ridiculous amount of achievements. In fact, you'll keep unlocking these as you go along. Speaking of unlockables, you'll also encounter in Halo 2 terminals like they did with Halo 1 Anniversary and with Halo 3 and 4 to kind of give you more story about the Forerunners, the Flood, the Covenant, etc. to kind of give you more context as to what's happening in the larger Halo universe. And they look cool. Some of them are a bit of a bugger to find. But you can also turn on skulls too, which can improve your score, and you can track that against your friends and rivals and leaderboards, and I don't care. Not really my kind of forte with this stuff. So there's not much more to say about gameplay and storyline, guys. It's stuff you should already know by now. So let's move on to the graphics for this particular title. Once again, 1080p. I'm pretty sure it runs at 60 frames a second. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, it is. And Halo 2 looks gorgeous, though one could argue that it doesn't look as good as it could for a game that's two generations removed from its original source material. But the thing that looks the best are the cutscenes. And the best example of this, it's one where you encounter the Gravemind for the first time as the Arbiter and as the Master Chief, where he's like, I don't want to piss this thing off. And I actually showed this during my review live stream, because Microsoft allowed us to stream certain parts of this. And the texturing on the Gravemind is disgusting. And what I mean by that is, it looks like it's made of rotting flesh and just stuff you'd find at the bottom of a dumpster. It looks gross, and that's great. And just seeing the texture on the Master Chief's armor, the light reflecting off, say, the Arbiter's helmet, and just seeing more texture on the Elites and the Brutes, and seeing Johnson's character model redone, seeing the, like, ODST troopers. Basically, having the remastered cutscenes really makes a difference in terms of getting you into this game for this particular generation. But you can flip back and forth between the version you played back in 2004 and this one. It's just press of the select button and there you go. It's weird to be able to switch back and forth when you see just how drastic certain changes are. Although I did notice something, and I kind of wonder if this is just a setting on my TV. The newer game looks really dark at times. So much so, there are certain parts that are actually flipped back and forth between classic and new, just so I could see what the hell was going on at times. But that may just be a setting on my TV, so take that into your own experience with this game. But it's gorgeous looking. It really is. There's not much really more to say about it. I mean, Halo 2 is the one reason a lot of people are going to come in and buy this. And it looks good. There's nothing to complain about. Also, in terms of cutscenes, they do tie this to Halo 5 Guardians in a very specific way. And the video is out by now, and you encounter this video fairly early on, but it shows the Arbiter talking with that Commander Locke guy from the Halo Nightfall series, as well as Halo 5 Guardians, and how he hunts other Spartans and stuff like that. So I guess we'll see how that plays out as we find out more information about Halo 5 in the coming year. Because supposedly it'll be out next year, which really wouldn't surprise me. Which is why we got the collection now. Once again, that's what I assume. So, talking about the sound for this game. This is where I noticed the most change in the game. Because it's the HD Remastered Edition, you got completely new sound effects and a new score. And at times, I like the new score. and at times I don't. The most notable jarring difference for me, it's the first level you play as the Arbiter, and you're playing to kill the Covenant heretic, basically. The guy who's like, we're all gonna die, the Flood, bleh! And he's talking with the Oracle, or I can't remember, Penitent Tangent, or whatever the hell it is. And there's this really awesome song that was called Follow, First Movement of the Odyssey, which I think was done by Incubus on the original soundtrack. And in the remastered version, it sounds wrong. It sounds weird. So it's kind of nice to have that option to flip back and forth. And I think you can do that with the sounds. No, actually, I'm pretty sure you can't. But still, the fact that you can flip back and forth, you can still hear what you want. For the remastered edition, all the guns sound better. They actually have a really cool video doc, which I'll talk about in a little bit, about how the sound of the Covenant Energy Sword now sounds different. It actually sounds like it's got some weight to it now. And that's one of the best things. The fact that I went back and redid the weapons. In fact, one of the lead sound designers for this game, the shotgun you fire in the game, that's his personal shotgun. I think that's pretty cool. And that's probably my favorite Halo gun outside of the Energy Sword. I like shotguns. But it's nice to have everything in just this rich sound mix, hearing the high fidelity that you've come to expect. And the Halo series has always had good music. And I would argue the best soundtrack in the series is ODST, which is sadly absent from here, but that's not the chief story. And that's why. Nothing really to complain about. Overall, I'd say Halo 2's Anniversaries Remastered has some really good music in it, but it's not the same as you remember. It's basically slightly different. Like I said, switch back and forth and see which one you actually prefer. I really hope they release a standalone soundtrack of Halo 2 Anniversaries remixed songs and everything that's been redone. I would just really want to hear what it sounds like compared side to side without having to play the game at the same time. Finally, let's move on to multiplayer / extras. I'm going to talk about extras first. So, if you bought this collection, you get access to Halo Nightfall via the Halo Channel. The Halo Channel is an app you can download. It's like all sorts of Halo community news. The stuff like, hey, here's the Halo 4 finals from last year, or here's the E3 briefing, or here's Halo Fest. It's basically, it's like a portal. Think of it as the old Bungie Halo stat tracking thing, kind of, just with a little more oomph, I think. You get the extra background terminals, like I said, built into Halo 2, which expand upon a lot of things. You also get everything unlocked in terms of armor for Halo 4. Although, I seem to remember there being a lot more armor customization. I haven't had a chance to go back and check it. But it doesn't feel as deep. But maybe I'm thinking of Reach at the same time. But it's nice to have everything unlocked, because now I've got armor that I never thought I'd get. Like, I remember buying, specifically on eBay, call me an idiot, the FOTUS code, which was the armor set that came with the Halo 4 Xbox 2 years ago. You basically got the unicorn horn for your armor. Yeah, I went out and bought that. Although there are some variations missing, I think, but it may be just be colors that I'm thinking of. But still, it would have been nice had they brought over the Bungie stats over with you to maybe fill out some of your achievements, but this game has something like 4,000 achievements. You're not going to be bored for a very, very, very long time. There is a making of anniversary doc. Now, I was able to access it pretty early on during the review period. Worth watching. And it's more in-depth than you'd come to expect from the one that was released back in 2004 when they released that making of. Definitely worth watching, though. A lot of interesting people get interviewed. I like how they talk to Tommy Tallarico. And you just find out more about the remastering process and stuff that went into this particular title. Also, you get access to more terminals, like all the terminals from Halo 1 and 2, you can just get them, but there are achievements for finding them as well, because they want to give you as much backstory as possible with this, because you want to go into Halo 5 fairly well informed to find out what happened with, like I said, the Covenant, the Flood, the Forerunners, what happens with Cortana, stuff like that, etc. I like how they've given you one complete package, so you're ready to go for next year. Now, talk about the multiplayer. I've played, like I said, about 30 matches in this over the last couple of days. I played with some members of 343. Kicked that guy's ass. In fact, I would honestly say, I will go on record and say that I'm an asshole with the sword and the shotgun. At one point, it was 25. I had 25 kills to their 11. I died 7 times. I'm a dick. But still, it was tremendously fun. And having over 100 multiplayer maps, I can actually break it down for you. I actually have that number right in front of me here. I'm just looking for it right now. Give me a sec, guys. Either way, you are getting, like I said, over like 100 maps there. I mean, you're basically getting, let me see, where was it? I'm just trying to find this number, guys, so just give me 30 seconds. But either way, playing with that, though, you get the 6 remastered maps they did for Halo 2 are so fun. You get 19 maps for Halo Combat Evolved. You get 25 for Halo 2, 24 for Halo 3, and 25 for Halo 4. You'll find overlap between the years and basically newer maps inspired by like older ones that you've already seen. But still, the one map I liked the most was probably the updated version of, I think it's what's called Blood Gulch. Now they've added the Mongoose with the guns on it. They've given you the Silenced SMG, the assault rifles there. There's a Hornet from Halo 3, which is that helicopter thing. And man, it changes how you play that. It really does. And it's a lot of fun. Another one I think is Lockout, the one that happens in the ice level. You can drop icebergs on people, which is pretty cool. You get an achievement for killing people with that. I think it's called Environmental Destruction or something. There's another one where it's like at a temple. I think it was called Sanctuary or Shrine or something. That's a lot more frantic this time around because it's easier to hide. So you can sneak up behind people and like shotgun them in the back of the head. I was really surprised how much more I enjoyed Halo multiplayer on the Xbox One just because things seemed a lot smoother. But also, I'm playing private games when the servers are only populated by reviewers. And as of today, as of this review, things have been live for about an hour, give or take. So, can't see too many problems with this. We're going to have to wait and see by the morning, I guess, how the Halo multiplayer servers are going to hold up. But still, it's a great game. And my final verdict on this is this isn't a system seller by itself. I would imagine there'll be some package next year with Halo 5. That'll be worth it. But if you already own an Xbox One, this is a great buy. And here's why. 100 multiplayer maps. Like I said, 19, 25, 24, and 25. That's a lot. Plus the stuff that they've updated. A remastered version of Halo 2. Having access to the Halo 5 multiplayer beta, which I think starts in like a couple of weeks. And if you've always wanted to play Halo, but you didn't want to have multiple consoles for it, or you just didn't want to go out and find it online or whatever, this is a pretty good way to go about it. So I'd recommend it. Like I said, if you already own an Xbox One, it's great. If you don't have an Xbox One yet, this isn't a reason to buy it. I'm going to say wait. And get the bundle that's inevitably going to come next year. That's my guess. So anyway, guys, that's my review of Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Coming up on the show, like I said, Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Rogue, Smash Brothers for the Wii U, Dragon Age 3, Inquisition. Pretty sure I'm missing something. Oh, I might do Just Dance 2015 because exercise, my enemy, your friend. Anyway, until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodding. Live free or die hard. Keep it locked right here to thisweekingeek.net and to a lesser extent, reviewerday.ca. And I'll catch you guys around the web and probably on the multiplayer Halo servers. Catch you later, guys.